This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next on Plains FM, host Tina Dacom-Luke interviews inspiring women on This Is Who We Are. Welcome, I'm Tina Dacom-Luke, and this is Who We Are. It's often said that the only constant in life is change. Change can be flung upon us, or it can be an internal decision. Some of us thrive on change, others, more comfortable with the known, can struggle to upend their life. As we enter middle age, health can often be a stimulus for change, but how do we navigate that path and make it uniquely fit us? I, for one, am a fan of adding in the change bit by bit before I let go of the old. What is your pattern in relationship to change? We all have an ideal life we're aiming toward. A truth, the life we want often exists outside of our comfort zone. Accepting and celebrating uncomfortable feelings and reactions as we embrace the new can help reframe our relationship with change. My guest today has been on a fascinating journey of change and growth. So grab a drink, pull up a chair, get comfy, and I will introduce her after this song. Hi, Julian. Lovely to have you in the studio today.
Hi, Tina. Hi.
So tell me a wee bit about that song, because I often say to my guests, choose a song that you love. Why did you love that one?
I just absolutely love Stevie Nicks for a start. And I guess, Rhiannon, there's aspects of the song, a few lyrics in there that I kind of identify with. It's a bit mysterious and a bit kind of, you know, there's a bit of strength in there for me. And I just love it. If I, you know, when somebody says to you, choose a signature song for yourself, you kind of go through, you know, 100 different
ones. Yeah, you
do. But I've always come back to that. Yeah. Mm.
So you and I have known each other off and on for quite a few years through mutual people.
Yeah.
So I ran into you sort of in real estate a wee while back, but you've moved away from that. Can you sort of talk to me about what you've been up to?
I guess, you know, I've always been a very ambitious soul. And real estate, I loved and I hated all in one.
That's normal.
Yeah. it gave me a means to an end, I guess, through the journey of my life of being, you know, a mother. I have three daughters. So I chose moving on from a marketing career that I had in Sydney before I became a mum. I came back to New Zealand and thought, okay, what can I do that's going to utilise my marketing skills? I love people, so people is definitely, working with people is my passion. So I came up with real estate. It gave me 12 years of, I had really good times, some ups and downs, but again, it just was able to bring together all the skills that I thought I had and enjoyed. So from there, it just ran its course. I accidentally sort of stumbled across what I'm, you know, my journey now in green. Probably, if I'm realistic about it, it would just be trying to find somewhere in Christchurch that I could get a good green juice, a beautiful salad, a smoothie, and a raw sweet treat all in one-stop shop. So, yeah, I just decided real estate's really, it had come to an end for me. I was looking for something else. My partner and I put our heads together and came up with green. Yeah.
So how did you transition out of real estate into green? Did you start with sort of like one shop?
Or? I took my time. We found our first store, which was an existing juice bar in the Colombo. So we purchased that and, you know, it was so super exciting. We rebranded it. We knew very, very early that green was going to be the name, and we had a really distinct vision of what we were all about.
Nice.
So we rebranded it, got ourselves all set up, and then super quickly, like I'm talking in the first 3 months, the public kind of almost demanded that we grow. So, you know, we introduced some food into not just the juices and smoothies, but we introduced some food. So some, you know, some plant-based options, some cleaner sweet treats, that sort of thing. And we just had queues and queues of people, and we just really quickly outgrew that space. And so we just decided, let's go for it. Let's really just go for it and give, you know, Christchurch what they want. So we decided to plunge in and signed a couple of leases. So we actually opened up another 3 stores in 1 year.
That's massive growth.
It was huge. So I still maintained my real estate career for a brief time. So I was juggling many hats. I used to find myself almost in the car in my corporate suit and, you know, closing a deal on a property, all while stripping that off, putting my exercise or active wear on, ready to go and, you know, make some smoothies and juices in my other store. So I enjoyed that juggle for a time, but it just got too much. So I decided that real estate just had to go, sadly, and I'm just 100% focused on green and sharing that. Yeah, yeah.
Did you find it easy to find staff members that shared your philosophy?
Yes, I'm going to be the first to admit that staff is definitely a challenging part of business. I'm not going to lie.
I agree with that.
We've got... we've learned some very big lessons along the way. One of them is really trying to dig deep when you're choosing and selecting people for a role, because it is, you know, they are the face of your business when you're not there. So if they don't share that same passion, then that flows on through to customers. And yeah, so we have a pretty strict kind of criteria now that we're looking for when we're selecting our staff. Yeah.
So you've learned a lot. So how many years now has Green been open?
We are into the original Colombo is 4 years now. Yeah, we actually moved out of that little small space and just sort of across the mall into a bigger space. So, and our other stores are just over 2 years now. Yeah. With lots of room to keep expanding. That's the goal.
It's exciting. And I have to admit, I've been in the queues at your stores before and the food is yummy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And especially the Colombo. I hadn't even realised that there was one sort of heading toward Ferrymead until I was there with a staff member and we stumbled across it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
and,
good.
And I love the decor too. I think especially the chair that I mentioned to you was pretty gorge.
Yeah.
So did you enjoy that sort of side of creating the spaces as well?
Oh, totally. My partner, Carlos, is, he's kind of the more creative one. I obviously have an input, but he had a very clear vision of the furniture that we have in there. That's all upcycled. So he probably had a little bit more to do with that than I did. We knew that we wanted to have beautiful plants, you know, real life plants, and that kind of, you know, upcycled furniture look, natural timbers and just... Yeah, green, all about green, yeah.
And as you brought in the food-based options, how long did it take you to actually decide on the recipes and what you were going to create?
So they were all sort of introduced slowly but surely. Again, we had a really clear vision of what we want and that just simply came down to what we want to eat. So we just found that what we want to eat, so does everybody else.
Yes.
And I guess with the new growth and all these new places opening in Christchurch after the earthquakes, we'd get super excited and go to, you know, the latest, greatest new cafe and get really disappointed around what was actually in their cabinets. So this amazing new fresh look store and, oh, great, there's the same old food that, you know, everybody else has got. So we knew really early on we wanted to have fresh salads, beautiful salads. And then moving into the, everybody loves a sweet treat. Mm-hmm. So moving into those, but having them clean. So, you know, taking the guilt out of having, you know, a Snickers slice or, you know, a little protein ball, that kind of thing. And then I guess it's ever evolving. So that's what we're about is hopefully people enjoy our whole philosophy around there's always going to be something different in our cabinet. So you'll find what you love,
yes. But
there'll always be something new and interesting to observe. Yeah. And enjoy all pretty much plant-based. We do one of our signature things is our egg sandwiches.
Which, haven't tried those yet.
Which came about from, I have to say, probably from my mum,
yes. Who
loved an egg sandwich, and I did too before I went plant-based. So, it's probably our top seller. We work with a local bakery as well for the delicious fresh bread. So, that's our food.
So when you decided to go plant-based, did you do that overnight or did you do it in stages?
In stages, really. Both Carlos and I had just, you know, we'd probably eliminated red meat out of our diet for various reasons, health reasons first, secondly, just for the animal's sake.
Yes.
You know, there was lots of things that came to light, probably the, you know, documentaries that most people have watched on Netflix.
Yes.
So for the animal's sake, the planet's sake. So we transitioned, you know, slowly but surely out of red meat, still ate a little bit of fish and chicken. And then we just decided, hey, we don't miss that. We don't miss that meat. We don't really need, you know, let's just do it. So we went 100% just, plunged in, boots and all, and eliminated everything out and didn't miss it. We took a little bit of time, I guess, we're finding some recipes that we looked, you know, I think for the first month it was just, you know, oh, let's have a stir fry. Let's have another stir fry. Should we have a stir fry? Or you go out somewhere and it's like, oh, good, they've got, the salad kind of thing. So we've learned to get creative. It opens up a whole new pantry, really,
yes.
for you to enjoy and you... For us, it just became a flavour explosion where we used to base things, I guess, around the meat or the
yes.
fish or the chicken on your plate. Now it's about the different textures and flavours from all your fresh, you know, your fresh produce. So we just, there'd be no turning back for us. Yeah.
I had a wonderful experience when I was in Goa that I went to a herb and spice plantation and they walked us around and showed us because... Even when I've got something in the cupboard, like turmeric or something or other else, I've got no idea what it looks like out in nature. So that was fascinating to me. But also just the flavour explosions that you can add into things
and
the notes that you can add.
Mm. So we're, you know, just following on from what you're saying there, we are all about if it, so say for instance in our juices or our smoothies, if it does say that it's got, you know, turmeric or ginger, any of those things. It is actually, you know, proper turmeric root, proper ginger root. We're all about fresh. So there's no concentrates or any additives or anything like that. It's just 100%, yeah, fresh.
Mm. And I know a friend of mine was going on a little bit of a juicing fast. I can't remember, maybe 6 months ago, could have been a year, I'm not sure. But she was going to your green and doing some kind of smooth. Was that something that you offered or was she doing that off her own bat?
We do. We can definitely help people that are doing that, you know, for themselves. So we love to tailor, you know, tailor different things to help different people. So we had a lady, I'm wondering if it was your friend actually, did exactly that. So I worked with her. She chose to do, well, green juice, obviously the chlorophyll in, in green juice is what it's all about for cleansing and alkalizing the body and all that sort of thing. So we pre-prepared her juices for her for the day and a salad as well. So she just came and picked it up each morning and we had it all dressed for her. Yeah, so we love doing that sort of thing.
I might have to talk to her about doing that alongside with her next time because I'm just really looking at the moment at going plant-based. So I'm trying to figure out.
So that's we're there to help. We get a lot of people that arrive at the store and I can actually see the look on their face. Okay, I'm ready. I've decided. Now what do I do? So that's what we're 100% about is helping people transition. And you don't have to do it overnight. We don't probably advise you to do it overnight. Just take those little steps. Red meat first, probably.
Yes.
Then, you know, eliminate the white ones, the white fish and chicken. Eggs is a really hard one. Eggs and fish, we find people really struggle to let those go. So if your body won't let you, just do it slowly. Mm. Cut down to, you know, maybe an egg every 2 days or, you know, and then eventually work it out that way. And just education. I think once we share some education with people around why you're doing it, the reasons why, then it helps them to you know, be okay with it. Yeah, and plus offering food that actually tastes good. A lot of people fear it and think, oh gosh, well, going healthy, I'm just going to be eating, you know, lawn clippings and carrots, you know. So hopefully we offer some food that actually tastes good. And we try and do... you know, you might be familiar anyway, a lot of things in our cabinet. So we offer, you know, lasagna. And so a lot of people identify with lasagna. So it's a, you know, we offer a gluten-free and vegan one. So a lot of people come back and say, that's actually much nicer than the one I make at home with meat. So, you know, we try and do that, try and offer kind of a, you know, like our Snickers slice, for instance, our signature Snickers slice, which, you know, you can buy your conventional chocolate bar Snickers. This is the healthy take on it. So people will identify with that name, give it a go and think, wow, you know, I actually prefer that.
Mm. Oh, it's very exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
So where do you see yourself heading from here?
So our end goal, again, Carlos and I both share the same ambition. So our big term goal or plan is to take green nationwide, maybe even internationally, should it go that way. We want to get a franchise model happening, really, and then find, you know, like-minded people, people that are just as passionate as we are about plant-based and you know, the whole philosophy behind green, and then, yeah, spread it across New Zealand.
Mm. That's very exciting. What have you learned about yourself through this process?
I have learned about myself just if you have a dream and you put your whole heart and soul into it and it's your passion, then you can move mountains and it will actually unfold for you. If it feels right, then things will flow. That's what I've learned.
Yeah. So what was your trick? What did you do to recalibrate if you ever hit roadblocks?
I'm lucky in that, you know, that I have a really good partner and we share, you know, we talk through things a lot. We support, you know, each other through it. So I guess I'm probably more conservative than Carlos. I'm the one that's like, but what if? Whereas he's like, no, we're doing it. It'll be fine. And it always is. You know, if you, again, that message of if you have a dream and it's your passion, just go for it because it just seems to be right. It'll flow if it's right.
Mm. I do believe that too.
Mm. So sometimes if that little girl voice in me says, oh no, that's scary, you know, don't do it. I just remind myself, this is my focus, my dream. I'm going for it. What am I frightened of? You know, and then I'm over it and continue on the journey. Yeah. So it's so satisfying and rewarding to actually follow your dream.
Mm. Mm. What do you feel you've taught your daughters through them being able to watch you go through this process?
I think just watching, again, watching me follow my dream and follow my heart, plunge in, boots and all. they probably, I mean, they were on the journey with me with real estate anyway, so they're used to, you know, sitting in the car while I'm negotiating a contract or, you know, out there with their umbrellas in the rain delivering flyers for me. So they've always had a working mum and, you know that they share my ambition. They're all very ambitious themselves, which is really good. And we are a family business, so they all work for me, two of them full-time and one of them still at school, so she's part-time. Yeah, so hopefully I've taught them, yeah, just go for it. Follow your heart and your dreams and see where it takes you. Life's to be, you know, it's a journey and to be lived, so go for it.
And have you managed to find a way to keep balance in your life with everything that you've got on your plate?
Yes, I have. I at times I get out of balance. Probably the one thing that I sometimes struggle with is finding time for exercise. That's the one thing that that tends to go out the door first and foremost. So I'm trying to find balance with that. And again, in how my life sort of evolved, I've moved away from, you know, 5 or 6 days in a gym, smashing out gym sessions and big weight sessions and all that sort of thing. I guess a little bit more in keeping with green and the whole holistic vision around that, I've moved into yoga. So I just love yoga. It's me. I did ballet for 10 years as a child. So it's kind of reminds me of that same,
movements.
Sort of feeling.
Yes.
Yeah. And I guess for yoga, I can do it at home. Mm. I don't have to be, you know, somewhere at a class or whatever. I can just choose, find a little bit of time for myself. Yeah. So trying to find the balance between work, exercise, self-love time. I don't mind the odd facial here and there. Bit of a massage or something like that, which is so important. It's important to not feel guilty, to go and have some, you know, some pleasure time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I guess we don't, you know, holidays and things like that, we're very lucky. We have a family property up in the Marlborough Sounds, so we get to zip up there now and again. So, yeah, yeah, the balance. Life is all a balance, isn't it?
balance, keep the balance. Mm. It's not stationary, is it?
No, it's not
always
at all.
Ebbing and flowing.
Mm. I think it would be boring. I would be bored if I was stationary.
So if anyone wants to find out more about Green, they can obviously visit you in your stores. Do you have a website presence that they can look you
up?
Sure
do. We're all over social media. We also have a website. You can email us, but if you just wanted to pop into any of the stores, they'll certainly direct you to, you know, an email address or a phone number or a website or just whatever suited. Yeah.
Well, I've thoroughly enjoyed our chat.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you'd like to add as we finish up?
No, I'm just super grateful for you reaching out and letting me share my story and, yeah, for inviting me in today.
It's inspiring and it's been a treat for me too. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, Tina.
Talking to Julianne from Green today has spurred me into action. I will definitely be chatting to my friend about doing a juice fast to reset for spring. If you would like to join us, pop into one of Green's stores and discuss your needs with the open and friendly staff. Their mission is to make change easy, and they are there to help. If you go to the website, you will see Green is spelt with a 3 for the E. The E and 3 together create a 4-leaf clover, which is their logo. I, for one, fancy a bit of that luck, and I'm sure my gut health will thank me for it. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can listen to it again on Plains FM or via iTunes. Kia kaha, Christchurch.